This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. An Israeli strike and a crowded tent camp in Gaza housing Palestinians displaced by the war in Gaza killed at least 40 people and wounded 60 others early Tuesday. Palestinian officials said Israel said it targeted significant Hamas militants and disputed the death toll. More now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The strike was one of the deadliest yet in Mowasi, a sprawl of crowded tent camps along the Gaza coast that Israel designated as a humanitarian zone for hundreds of thousands of civilians to seek shelter from the Israel-Hamas war. Gaza's civil defense said its first responders recovered 40 bodies from the strike and were still looking for people. It said entire families were killed in their tents. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
In a statement posted to his ex social media account, UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Tor Wenceslund, strongly condemned Tuesday's airstrikes while acknowledging Israel's claim that it was targeting Hamas militants. Wenceslund said international humanitarian law must be upheld at all times. Nowhere is safe in Gaza, he said. This horrific war must end. Russia's military said Tuesday Ukraine launched a massive drone attack overnight targeting regions across western Russia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian officials report over 140 Ukrainian drones overnight have targeted multiple regions, including the capital Moscow and surrounding areas, in one of the biggest Ukrainian drone attacks on Russian soil in the 2.5-year war. An official says in a town just outside Moscow, drones hit two multi-story residential buildings and started fires. A woman was killed and three more people sustained injuries. Five residential buildings have been evacuated as emergency services were handling drone debris. The attack also prompted the authorities to temporarily shut down three airports just outside Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News.